bonè.
Respè.
Mwen sali tout moun ka kote program.
Li lè, li tan.
Nan radio WGSP 90.7 FM Akwa, New York. E pi tout moun ki nan Hudson, Columbia ak Greene Counties, New York. Nou ka tande program sa tou sou internet la. Sou site www.wgxc.org.
Ou ka rele nou tou nan nimero sa mbral ba nou. Se 518-828-0290. Rete branché.
We play one part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child.
Nou ap jwe wòl pa nou. Nou welcome listeners WGXC listeners to our program this afternoon. My co-host Azuke Legba will not be with me. Azuke pa la apremidi a paske li gen dans New England ke l ap fè un gig lòt bwa. Mais de toute façon, mwen gen Joanne avec moi. Joanne. Yes. And also we have a guest Gregory. OK, c'est Grégory qui nous.
C'est Grégory Antoine.
Grégory Antoine. Et puis après nous fin bah on lit un peu histoire sur histoire nous jodi à là, nous pour attendre nous pour faire une interview avec Grégory. But pour le moment, especially right now, what we're going to discuss, and this is something that I'm trying to keep with the Haitian community, the English community, so we have to say the two different languages. But in any case, it's my pleasure to be with you this afternoon. And today in our history is a very important day, August 14th in 1791. On this day, it was a stormy night. The wind blew through the trees and the atmosphere was tense. A young priestess traditionally identified as a mulatto named Cecile Fatima sacrificed a black pig. Dancing a large knife in her hand, she sang African song taken up by the others. The blood from the animal's throat was collected and distributed among all of the as they swore a solemn oath to keep their plain rebellion the deepest secret. In those days when they were doing that, because every time that somebody started something, there is someone who will run and tell the slave master that the slaves are planning a revolt. So they have to have that ceremony to swear everybody in. So you can't really swear in and then to go out and tell the secret. So that's why, you know, there was no traitor among us. So that's how they were able to do it. So Bookman, the uncontested leader of the group, rose, invoked God, and exhorted the slaves to revenge. The good Lord who created the sun, which lights us from above, which stirs the sea and makes the thunder roar. Listen, well, all of you, this God hidden in the clouds watches us. He sees what the white people do. The God of the white people demands from them crimes. Our God asks for good deeds. But this God who is so good demands vengeance. He will direct our hands. He will aid us. Throw away the image of the gods of the whites who thirst for our tears and listen to the voice of liberty that speaks in all of our hearts. Here is the mythical ceremony as imagined by André Normil. And this is from the book Voodoo, Search for the Spirit. And to the listeners, today was the day, August 14, 1791. Before you hear about 1804, today in 1791, that's where it all started. And for this, I would like to play a song for you, Port-au-Prince drumming from The Angels in the Mirror. If you give me 1 minute, you will enjoy this song with me. Thank you. Ça c'était Port-au-Prince Drumming dans Angels and the Mirror City. Avec moi là, c'est Grégory.
Yes.
Ou capable de nous parler nous de ou même avec organisation. Non, sou capable parler en anglais avec pour audience nous capable de là, ta bon.
OK, bon, on capable parler petit cas anglais et créole.
OK.
So I'm from Haiti. And somewhere at Petionville, Jacques area, we work on a organization 6 years ago. Can I?
Oh, 6 years. Okay.
We try to understand what Haiti cannot be developed. And after several reflection, we understand our own problem is education. And when we say education, it is very important to know what kind of education, what kind of people we need for a new Haiti. There is many problems with Asian education. Because we have a education system, French.
So the education system is based on the European
structure
since after the slavery,
exactly.
Since after the independence. Everything was based on French because this is really messed up in a sense. You know, to free yourself from a colonial power and then to put that same colonial power in charge
of
the education of the future children of that country. And then they ask why after 200 years only 10% of the population was educated.
That's right.
You know?
Yes, exactly. Because the slave system just stayed after independence. Because the French have the monopoly of our education.
Yeah.
But they lie all about our story, but if you some people to go forward supposed to know what they are exactly. If Haiti needs to be developed, we need to take time, slow down to study what Haitian is exactly. What is our culture? When we say Vodou, because today is a very important day, but every student needs to learn school what Vodou is, how Vodou can contribute to build another country.
A development.
But all of kind of problem we take and start with a new school at Jacques. Haitian people pass so many times for primary crisis. We start with a school with 4 years for primary, and we try to learn the student what it is exactly, and we tell them about the reality every day. We help them to have professional education.
Because one of the things that I remember, I talked to you when we saw you last week, or not last week, but that was Thursday, I believe, is that you wanted to have to shorten, to reduce, in a sense, the total years that Haitian students spend in school.
Exactly.
Because it takes forever for them to finish high school. And then by the time they finish high school, either they have a baby or they need a job to support themselves, and then they don't know. You know, their lives are possibly spent on the bench of a schoolroom. So you want to reduce that.
Reduce that time.
Yeah.
Because that time have a very impact our development problems. Because after many years passing to school, when we are old, we will have a boyfriend,
girlfriend.
Take ourselves, mm-hmm. but we cannot engage to change Haiti problems. So you just see ourselves, but we cannot think about country.
Because but you spend too. So from what I understand, is that you Haitian students spend so long in a classroom. By the time they graduate, they start looking for how they're going to support themselves because they're already old.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Yeah.
You know,
so they don't invest their time in representing or looking for the country's interest, but for their own interest. How am I going to support myself? How am I going to take care of myself? So they don't have time to defend country.
Well, that's what they are up against.
Yes,
they have to have survival.
So that's what your school apparently is trying to bring forth.
Exactly.
Okay.
The second term is to Haiti needs a revolution,
mm-hmm.
cause to do to build the possibility to realize that revolution.
Mm-hmm.
We need to learn our student mm-hmm. what
or teach our students
teach our student the truth about what they how
yeah their
really,
culture
okay about the country. But we need people with different kind of knowledge
okay? and ways of thinking.
Exactly, because like when people Haiti in the home can take a nettoyer, you know what I mean? To clean up the home,
mm-hmm.
but not the country. Because
mm-hmm.
the country is not yours. We need to teach students to know that the country is yours.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to clean the country like the home,
mm-hmm.
but to do all for the country.
Mm-hmm.
But that thing only on school. And at school, we need to teach the student. But we need we need to have a long program about 100 years. But every step by 10 years, 20 years, mm-hmm. we can see if the program can
is
help
working
exactly can working.
Yeah, if it's not working, then we can change or we can make appropriate changes. But what I understand that you're saying is that we need to have a long-term plan.
Exactly.
But we have to start somewhere.
Somewhere?
We have to start working on that plan.
Uh-huh.
And then 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we can review it to see if it's working.
Exactly.
Now, can you tell me about the organization that sponsor you?
But many times, when we start, we need to build another organization,
mm-hmm.
like Combit organization,
mm-hmm.
we need Haitian support themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But
let me explain the word Combit. Combit is a group like cooperative. That's the term for cooperative.
Oh, okay,
that's
yes.
what you call Combit.
Exactly, and we started. People support the school. We are very young when we started the school. And after 1-2 years, we meet a friend. He's an American. He saw what we do, and he told them he can help because he think it is a very very good idea. But we have GFC, the Global Fund for Children First, who help us to support our project. And we meet Elena
Evans.
Combit, Elena Evans,
mm-hmm.
with Combit football.
Mm-hmm.
We develop.
Let me say, Elena Evans is from...
She's here.
Yeah, and she's here. Can you tell us a little bit quickly about Elena Evans? Because... I don't want to speak.
She seems afraid of the microphone.
No,
come over here, Elena.
No, I'm not afraid. Tell us about you.
So several years ago with Combit Football, we came to Haiti to start by bringing soccer equipment and training for coaches and children, because soccer is a very important sport in Haiti. Everybody plays, and through the sport of soccer, we also realize that it's important to support education. And so we work with the Jacquet School, helping train teachers, bringing supplies for the school, and right now we are building a computer lab and putting electricity into one room of the school. So we work together with the Jacquet community and the teachers and the leaders of the community to help them have more opportunity.
Okay.
That's great.
So that's the organization that Elena sponsored. That's
currently called Hot Football.
Oh, Hot Football. Okay. So that's how you ended up coming to this country. This is your first visit.
It's my first visit here.
Okay. So how do you like it?
Welcome.
Many things. Many things are in my head.
Yeah.
I try to understand. Yeah. I look everywhere I have opportunity to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to understand what Haiti cannot be.
Clean, that's right. One of the things that we remember we talked about before was that the beauty of this area. But one of the most important things is how clean.
Clean.
It is.
Yes.
So that shows you an island that was the pearl of the Antilles at one point. Pearl des Antilles.
Exactly.
Comment faire that's the poorest and the worst
exactly.
in the country, in the world, in the Western Hemisphere.
Yes.
So we Haitians have a lot of work to do with and support of our friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have Haitians, we have Dominicans, we have Canadians, French. We have people all over the world, you know, in there helping Haitians. But still, we can't. It's hard for us to see the changes. So complete our conversation. What do you think that when you go home, you will be able to share with your friends and countrymen back home?
Our problem is education, but my visit here permit me to teach the student what all this suppose we need to believe ourselves to build this country.
Mm-hmm. Haiti.
Mm-hmm. And all is education.
And with that, we will stop. We will end our conversation with Gregory Antoine, is
it? Antoine Gregory.
And thank you very much for coming.
Thank you also.
And we'll keep in touch, and we'll mention your program and then with Elena and so on.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
know. And so we are approaching the end of our show, and we welcome our listeners and all of you out there. Listen to Tuvalu GXE and make your contribution in any which way that you can. And so we'll see you next week at the same time, at the same station. Joanne, and your show is this afternoon, this evening. And then what's the name? What's your program this afternoon, this evening? Oh, that's interesting. That would be a very interesting show. Okay, see you, everyone.
Hi, my name is Caitlin. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson. Hands-on listener-supported community radio.
All right, when you hear the bell, shoot the clown in the mouth. First one to pop or blow up wins a prize. Get ready to get set.
Okay, shoot it.
Oh, need that finger, buddy.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
This is Sam Sebring, WGXC Town Recorder from Athens, inviting anyone who wants to make radio to come to the WGXC studio and get training about using a recorder. In no time, you can be recording concerts and events in your area.